All right, let's say hello now. Getting ready for the Cowboys game with Jacksonville coming up this weekend. We have dispatched those morning musers to London, and one of them joins us right now. He is Craig Jr. Miller. Good afternoon, or evening, as the case may be, or night, even.
Yes, 10:20 here, London time. How are you?
Hello, Craig Miller. I thought we would do this in two parts. We would break down the special teams and the coaching staff today, and then move on to the offense and defense on Thursday, if you don't mind.
That's fine, but I have two things to say first.
Okay. Let me,
if that's okay.
Let me pre-introduce you first, okay? Can I do that?
Sure.
All right, here he is, Junior Miller.
There you go.
Okay, my two things to say. Number one, it is the end of the evening, and I've had a few beers, so I'm not responsible for anything that I say.
Okay.
And number two, although I will take responsibility for this, Mike, once again, congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction.
Thank you. Thank you, Junes.
That is all about you. I was listening to you guys, and I think that, and I put it all together because it seems like on road trips that I get this quite a bit. And I'm not saying this is indicative of your entire show, but it certainly is of one man, and that one man is Gordon Keith. Because any meal, it seems like, that you guys talk about, and it's not just London, it's everywhere, it's always breakfast. It seems like Gordon loves breakfast.
Breakfast.
That's interesting, in all the programming that we've done these first 2 days, that's what you've gotten out of it.
Well, yeah, I know.
We've done some really cool stuff, you know, outside of having breakfast.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But I was thinking about it, and I think that he has such a sweet tooth that he demands out of you two that you go to breakfast no matter what city you're in, no matter what time zone it is. You always eat breakfast.
Well, here's the deal. We start our show at 11:30 in the morning, London time.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to eat usually around 10, and most of the places that we go to are still serving breakfast, or you can have lunch. So he always opts for breakfast. Yes, he does love it.
Because he has a sweet tooth, because anytime we do go eat with him,
oh boy,
it's like lathering stuff up with sugar or syrup or beignet sauce. And then, for dinner or whatever, he'll get the dessert. And he'll get like three or four different desserts.
Tonight we went to a really nice restaurant, had a really good meal, and before he took one bite of his entree, he ordered dessert. And he ordered some chocolate caramel tart, and he asked the waitress to bring an unhealthy amount of whipped cream and got a side order of vanilla ice cream.
Unreal, man. How do his teeth not just fall out? It's ridiculous.
All right, now all this talk of breakfast and such is just fine, and I do realize that some tremendous programming has been coming back our way from you boys. But we've been instructed to talk more Cowboys around here. So how are they looking
so far?
God, I want to talk Cowboys with him.
Cowboys in our first 2 days.
Yeah, they haven't mentioned the Cowboys. All right, I want to talk about Royal Albert Hall because you saw Paul Rogers there. And was that okay? So yeah. Were there any other shows this week besides Paul Rogers?
The only one that I recognized, and I think maybe the only one this week there, was tomorrow night, Neo. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, I mean, no, yes and no. I've heard of him, but not enough to where I'd want to go. So Paul Rogers is the safe move.
Option. Yeah, I thought Paul Rogers, I thought we were going to a rock show, and it turned out that he's into the blues now. So he had this big Memphis blues band with him, and, you know, I think he played for an hour and 15 minutes. Did you hear the opening act was John Bonham's sister, Deborah?
Yes. How random is that?
completely random. But Paul Rogers, I thought we were getting lots of rock stuff, you know, his old Bad Company and Firm and whatever. But he really didn't do any of that. It was pretty much a solid blues show. So, and it was fine. You know, it was good. It was entertaining. The venue was fantastic. Have you, either of you guys been there?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Oh, man, it's so great. You know, storied and the photos of all the concerts that have been there. And it just it had a great atmosphere, great feel to it. And I almost enjoyed that more than the music itself.
Is it big?
I think somebody said it seats 5,000, so moderate.
So is it kind of like the Windspear where we saw Neil Young at the Meyerson? Is it kind of like that? That's what I picture it like.
Yeah, similar to either the Meyerson or the Windspear.
Okay.
But a little, obviously, older and a little more, I don't know, oldly ornate, if you know.
But it's kind of...
It had no modern feel to it whatsoever.
It's a standalone building that's in the round, too. So it's just like this big cylinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they had a picture of all, you know, like I said, in the concourse, all the events that have been there, and the pictures of all the famous musicians who played there. And there was a picture of the 1989 Basketball League Final that was played there. So they can put a basketball court in there and they played tennis there, and mm-hmm. So it's a multi-purpose building.
That's good bringing back to sports.
Barely got that out.
Freaking drunk over here?
I'm glad you brought it back to sports.
So how are the Cowboys looking?
Well,
oh, Mike.
I can better answer that tomorrow because we're going out. We're getting a tour of Wembley in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we have a couple of interviews lined up with very famous Dallas Cowboys.
So the Wembley thing is happening. That's good.
Yes. Yeah, your buddy Toby helped us out with that. Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Are any other members of the local media giving you trouble over there?
We haven't seen them. And I mean, we may see them tomorrow, but... You know, we've been doing our own thing, hitting the sights. I took George and Gordon to the club that I'm a member of tonight. We hung out there for a little while.
What's that?
And,
what club?
Yeah, what club is this?
I'm a member of a club in Soho, actually, and I've got my membership card, and they couldn't have gotten in unless I had been with them tonight. So I joined, you know, a few years ago when I was over here, and it's kind of cool. You know, I get some perks. We're going to fully explain that tomorrow morning at 7:40, and I'm going to talk to one of the people who runs the club tomorrow, so you'll hear that in interview, and you'll hear George and Gordon's take on my private club.
This is the most confusing 60 seconds of radio that's ever existed.
Did you join Wimbledon?
Okay, listen, no, I don't belong to Wimbledon. I belong to a club, a social club here in London. I have my membership card. I was welcomed with open arms. I mean, I don't want to scoreboard you guys too much, but you'll hear the full story tomorrow morning.
It's fascinating, and I probably will wake up to hear that because I want to know what the hell's going on.
Hey, you want something even earlier
yeah.
to make an appointment for?
Yeah.
So you remember the famous prank, or George thought he was being pranked by the Talk Sport guys?
Yeah.
Hawksby and Jacobs?
Yeah, so Bob and Dan played.
You, Corby.
Yeah, I know. And they played the actual interview earlier today from their side. I guess they had posted it on their website. And so they played it today. And it's so funny to hear George because at first he thinks it's real. And then the dumber the questions get because they call him like, it's George Dunham from 310 The Ticket. And he's like, no, it's actually 1310, you know, and then they'd be like, so Dirk Nowitzki, he's dating one of the Spice Girls, and the worse it gets, the longer it goes, George finally goes, yeah, which one of Corby's friends got a British accent? So then he starts thinking that it's a prank, and he starts treating it as such.
Right.
You know? And
right.
They're asking him, they go, well, what about the Mavericks? You know, are they still playing basketball? And then George goes, oh, yes, they were beaten by the Spurs. And so he's like giving it back to him because he never believed that it was real. So you guys are actually going to hook up with him tomorrow and is it a simulcast? Oh, no.
And he's gone.
Damn.
I think that's what it is, though.
Paul in... what?
They're called, like, Hogwarts and Simon or something like that. Is that, is that him?
Hogwarts?
Yeah.
Okay.
In three.
Is this you, Junior?
Yep.
Okay. So what is... What's the radio Thank show you. Called? What are they called over there?
He said Hogwarts and Simon. Is that right?
No. Hogsby and Jacobs.
That was close.
Yeah, Hogwarts. And we met them this morning or this afternoon. So they're going to come on at 6 a.m. right at the top of the show tomorrow. 6 a.m. they're going to be with us. They're going to come down before they do their show. Because I think their show starts at 6:30 a.m. Dallas time.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll be fast. It's the same two guys, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
God, that'll be great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fascinating. Is the food good over there?
Yeah, all the food's been great so far. You know, London's always had the knock of having really poor food, but I think somehow food everywhere, this is a random theory, but I think food everywhere has vastly improved in the last 10 or 15 years because of maybe the Food Network or I don't know why, but you can go to small towns now in America and you can get great meals. And of course, in London now, there are great restaurants everywhere. So the food's been awesome.
How's George hanging in there as someone who never really wanted to go over there in the first place and doesn't like to travel, you know, overseas or anything like that? Is he hanging in there?
I think he's loving it.
Good.
Yeah, he said that the walk we took this morning through, I can't remember what the name of the park was, past Buckingham Palace, past Big Ben, Parliament, across the Thames, past the London Eye. He said that was one of the best walks, maybe his favorite walk ever in his life. So I think he's really having fun here. We're all having a great time. How can you not here?
Did you bring the sticks?
Yeah, I did. I'm playing St. Andrews tomorrow, 2 p.m. tee time.
Oh, good.
And I'm playing Carnoustie on Friday.
Oh, good.
Carnoustie. Were you at Hyde Park?
No, I did go to Hyde Park this morning. I took a little run around Hyde Park, which was great. Perfect weather this morning, and everything's green, but the leaves are changing, so there's a lot of color out there.
I've heard all the food over there is made with sheep in some form. Is that true?
You know, I had some tuna salad for lunch, so I'm hoping that wasn't cheap.
No, I said sheep. I said sheep, not cheap. Sheep, like lambs and stuff.
Yeah, I know. And I was saying, I hope my tuna wasn't sheep.
Oh, okay.
It's the most confusing conversation I've ever heard.
I hope my tuna wasn't sheep.
By the way, hey, is Gordon, does he want to take that Jack the Ripper tour?
Yeah, I think we're going to do that Thursday.
I've heard that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's all over that.
Oh, God,
Anything
I bet
that involves murder, he's real into.
Darkness and murder.
Uh-huh.
All right, man, go get some sleep. We'll be listening in the morning.
Okay, thank you guys for having me on your program. I've always been a fan.
Thank you, Craig. We appreciate it.
You can come on anytime.
Okay, hey, same right back at you.
All right, there he is.
There he goes.
Junior Miller.
Junes.
The Morning Musers from London.